tonight. Do we have any young people, any children that would like to come forward and share a message with me on this Sunday after Easter, the second Sunday of Easter? See if I can still get down here. I'm a little older than I was the last time I was here. Of course, we all are, aren't we? I guess. You got a nice young pastor right out of seminary now. So hi there, everybody. Anybody remember me? No? I don't know if I remember you or not, because it looks like some of you might only be 4, 5, 6 years old. Happy Easter. Thank you. Happy Easter. Why do you think I said that? That's okay. You know, I thought last Sunday was Easter. Why do you think I said Happy Easter today? You know, we look around. I'm sure last Sunday you probably had a whole church full of lilies, did you? White lilies? And you were all wearing your Easter bonnets, and you probably were coloring eggs and all of that. And yet, we still celebrate Easter today, the Sunday after Easter. You see, Easter is more than just one day. One Sunday. You know, we have Thanksgiving, and we have Christmas, and we have St. Valentine's Day, we have St. Patrick's Day, we have all these holidays that last one day. But Easter is a whole season of days. That's all right, as long as he doesn't tip it over. And the reason that is because when we read our lesson for today, our gospel, which we'll be reading later, we've discovered that the disciples of Jesus, the friends of Jesus, you know, they had been following him and learning from him and going around the countryside talking about Jesus and talking about the love of God. Now, of course, they're not sure what's happened. They've heard that Jesus was alive. They heard that Jesus had risen from the dead and that made all the difference in the world, because that means that their whole movement, their whole mission, their whole purpose was still going on. But they were up in an upper room in a house, not in a big church like this, but in an upper room. Why do you suppose they were in an upper room? Do you feel safe when you go up to your bedroom? Usually upper rooms feel kind of safe, you know, you're kind of out of the way of things and people can't find you, maybe your mother can't find you if she wants to, that kind of thing. Well, see, they were a little afraid. They were a little afraid because they thought, well, gee, maybe those people that killed Jesus, maybe they'll try to find us. Maybe they'll come after us next and they'll try to get us. So they were there, they were praying, and they were reading scripture like they normally would, but Jesus wasn't with them. But then suddenly, Jesus came through the door. I didn't say open the door. All of a sudden, Jesus was there in the midst of them. There was one disciple that wasn't with them on this Sunday, and that was Thomas. Thomas was still out, maybe walking around, still just wondering what had happened, wondering if there was anything to live for anymore. And Jesus said, "Shh, there you are, Thomas. There's the scars in my hands and my feet. This is Jesus. I am the same Jesus who was with you before. I was crucified, I was killed, but now I am alive. And we are going to go forward and do great things together, just like before." So you see, they celebrated Easter the second Sunday, and then we're going to read in some of the gospel lessons for the rest of Easter that he also gathered with them and showed them who he was on a seashore by the Galilean lake, and that he showed them again who he was on the road to Emmaus, And he showed them again who he was on a hill in Galilee. So all of these appearances of Jesus, all these times that Jesus appeared before them and said, I am not dead, I am alive. Those were all Sundays of Easter. Matter of fact, there are 7 Sundays of Easter that we're going to celebrate. And we could even go so far as to say that Easter is every Sunday. And you know why we say that every Sunday is Easter? Because you see, before Jesus rose from the dead, when people would come to worship on what we call the Sabbath day, you know what day that was? What day of the week? In fact, the Jews to this day still worship on this day. The day that is the Sabbath. What is that? What's the day before today? What was yesterday?
Saturday.
Saturday was the Sabbath, the 7th day of the week, the day of rest, the day of worship. But now, when Jesus rose from the dead, that was what? On a Sunday morning, early Sunday morning. And because that day became so important, because that was the day that Jesus rose from the dead, that was the day that Jesus conquered death, that was the day that Jesus conquered the power of death so that you and I can have abundant and eternal life too. And that's the day that our mission and life together continues in the church. We wouldn't be gathering together here if Jesus didn't rise from the dead. And so every Sunday is an Easter, a little Easter. So let's remember that. That's the reason why we worship on Sunday and not on Saturday. Let us pray. Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for showing yourself to your disciples and showing that you are indeed alive, and that you continue to show us in so many ways, sometimes in body, sometimes through your spirit, sometimes through each other as we gather together in your name, where 2 or 3 are gathered together. Thank you, O Lord, for keeping us in your prayers and hearts and minds. And go with us as we go forward each and every day, each and every Sunday, to do your work in your will. Amen. Thank you.